Well, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Parah, the fourth parak, Mishnahs 1 and 2 today. Paras chata sheshchata shelo lishma, kibo vihiza shelo lishma, o lishma vil shelo lishma, o shelo lishma vil lishma, psula. So a chata's cow, which we slaughtered not for that purpose, or received or sprinkled it not for its purpose, or for its purpose and not for its purpose, for both, or not for its purpose and for its purpose, it's unfit. So it has to be done lishma, it has to be done on purpose. When we say for its purpose and not for its purpose, we mean if we performed one of the rituals, first intending it for the paraduma and then for another offering. Or not for its purpose and for its purpose, first for another offering and then for the paraduma. Either way, it's unfit. It has to have been always for the paraduma. Rabbi Elazar Makshir, Rabbi Elazar says it is fit. Psula. With unwashed hands and feet, if it's prepared with when your feet are unwashed, it's unfit. Rabbi Elazar says it is fit. Psula. And if it's not done by the Kohen Gadol, it's not fit. Rabbi Yehuda says it is fit. Psula. And if not enough garments are being worn, it's unfit. Ubikli lavan haisanasis, and it was performed in white clothing. So Rav Elazar is saying it's fit, it's because it's not like a sin offering, since its rituals performed outside the sanctuary. So therefore, Rav Elazar holds in each of these cases it is fit, and the as far as not by a Kohen Gadol, so. According to, because it says in the Torah, and you shall give it unto her, the paraduma, unto Elazar the priest, implying that it was prepared in the times of Moshe by Elazar the son of Aaron, who was the deputy of the Kohen Gadol at that time. And all further cows have to be done by the Kohen Gadol alone, only that time not. Rav Yehuda says, no, when it says her unto Elazar, that the cow was prepared unto Elazar, who is a deputy Kohen Gadol, that means that for all times, either a Kohen Gadol or a common Kohen will suffice. Now, if the Kohen with the par wore fewer than the four priestly garments, so then it's no good, and it had to be performed in white clothing. So even if the Kohen Gadol performed the par ritual, he had to wear the four white garments of a common Kohen. Mishnah 2. Srafa chutz megisa, O bishte gitos, O shesaraf shtayim begas achas, psula. So if he burned it outside its pit, or in two pits, or if he burned two in one pit, the paradum is unfit. Hiza velo kiven keneged ha-pesach, psula. If he sprinkled, but did not direct it towards the entrance, then it's pasul. Hiza meshishi shvius, chazar vehiza shvius, psula. If it's from the seventh and the eighth, and then he repeated and sprinkled an eighth, then it's, I'm sorry, if it's from the sixth, he sprinkled a seventh, and then repeated to sprinkle a seventh twice, it's unfit. But if he sprinkled from the seventh and from the eighth, and then he sprinkled from the eighth again, it is fit. Right? Meshvius shminis, v'chazavizah shminis, kshera. So, outside the pit means the place prepared for the burning. It was like a vat, alright? And if you burned it in two pits, partly one and partly another, or two cows in one pit, took each one out separately, that's unfit. Has to be sprinkled one cow in the one proper pit, one at a time. Now, if he didn't direct the sprinkling towards the entrance of the sanctuary, or the Beis HaMikdash, so then it's unfit. Now, if from the sixth he sprinkled a seventh, we learned before that you have to have a dip for each sprinkling. So our Mishnah teaches that if he dipped his finger in the blood for the sixth time, and after the sixth sprinkling, executed a seventh with the blood left over from the sixth, even if he went ahead and did a seventh again, it's unfit, because the seventh sprinkling executed with the sixth was invalid. And the sprinkling that followed the seventh does not join in with the valid sprinklings, since one invalid sprinkling separates them. But if he did from the seventh and eighth, if he dipped a seventh time, sprinkled, and then from the leftover blood sprinkled an eighth, and then he repeated and sprinkled an eighth time, even though he dipped for the eighth time and executed a further eighth sprinkling, adding to sprinklings, it's still fit. Because he did do the seven necessary ones. The invalid ones afterwards don't nullify. Tomorrow we'll be doing Mishnayos 3 and 4.